The 2016 Georgia General Assembly begins next week. While the U.S. Congress meets all year, Georgia lawmakers are part-time. At the beginning of each year, they spend just 40 days at the state capitol. You'll be hearing our reporting on their work throughout the coming weeks, but pay special attention in the spring when the session comes to an end. That's when lawmakers scramble to make some of the most important decisions of the year. As Johnny Kaufman reports, some say bills are passed so fast near the end, legislators don't even know what decisions they're making.
It's the final days of the 2015 legislative session. All of a sudden, a complicated transportation bill that raises hundreds of millions in tax dollars appears before the state Senate for a vote. Nearing midnight, the chamber's president, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, lets Republican Mike Crane of the 28th District ask a question about the bill. Crane is not happy.
Senator from the 28th State Inquiry.
Mr. President, isn't it true that this is a unqualified midnight run on Georgia taxpayers?
Despite complaints from Republicans, the bill that Crane calls a midnight run passes quickly. It includes a $5 per night tax for hotel customers. The reaction from the hotel industry?
Shock. We didn't have any heads up, any advance warning, no discussion or opportunity to provide data.
And no time to lobby against the tax, says Jim Sprouse. He leads the Georgia Hotel and Lodging Association. Sprouse says the $5 per night tax puts an unfair burden on the industry, and it pushes business to other states. He did just about all he could to influence lawmakers before the midnight vote.
Even while they were on the floor taking a vote, we were trading text messages with them.
For Georgians without the cell phone numbers of their representatives, communication is essentially impossible amidst the traditional midnight lawmaking.
It's a disgrace.
Republican Senator Bill Heath says on that late night at the end of the 2015 session, hotel owners in his district didn't have time to tell him what they thought about the transportation bill.
Those people were back in their businesses trying to get people settled in for the night. They weren't down here looking over the rail at the legislature working.
Heath voted against the bill because he says he didn't have enough time to review it. It came from a conference committee of senators and representatives. Every year, these committees agree on versions of bills that are released to both chambers, sometimes only a few hours before they're up for a vote. That's what happened to the hotel tax.
It's a process to get some resolution, but it's a very dangerous process.
Heath thinks lawmakers should have more time to review the bills that come from these conference committees. He says he'll propose a constitutional amendment to require legislators see all bills the night before a vote, although it would take a revolt of sorts for that to happen.
And unless a significant majority of the rank and file rise up and complain and say, we're not going to do this anymore, the system will pretty much keep going on this way.
Tom Crawford is editor of the Georgia Report. He's covered the Capitol for more than a decade. He says last-minute votes on conference committee bills give the Speaker of the House and the Lieutenant Governor more control and help them get complicated bills passed. The leaders wouldn't comment for this story. Crawford says midnight lawmaking is a bipartisan Georgia tradition. When Democrats controlled the House and Senate, they did the same thing.
The fact that you have the top leadership in the Senate and in the House who do this year after year is a pretty good indication that this is the way the leadership wants the process to run.
So while we can't predict exactly what will happen during this year's General Assembly, whether healthcare, casinos, or education will be the focus, we do know many debates won't be resolved until the midnight hour. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.